This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1983.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home and school, at play and everywhere, we'll tell the world.
Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi there. Come on in. You're just in time. Glad you could make it. Hey, let me ask you something. Have you ever told anybody about Children's Bible Hour and when they can hear it on the radio? That's the best advertising help we could possibly get. Maybe you have a friend at school or down the street who doesn't know about our program. I hope you'll take time this week to tell them or give them a phone call right now. Let's change the order of things around just a bit and hear first from a bright ray of sunshine by the name of Becky. She's only 6, and every time she sings, "I wish our program was on TV as well as on radio, so you could see our kids as well as hear them." Here's Becky to start things off by singing a bright song, "If We Believe."
If you believe in Jesus, say amen. Do you believe he died for us?
Hey, cousins, did you think I forgot about you? No way, that would never do, for you are a very important part of our visit every week. You know something, cousins, I think some of the kids listening might be getting maybe a little bit lazy and need some exercise. Have you got a song ready that would keep us busy standing up, sitting down, and doing a bunch of other things?
If you really love Jesus, will you stay?
Get up.
If you really love Jesus, raise your hand. If you really love Jesus, clap your hand. If you love him, will you sit down again? If you really love Jesus, will you stand?
Oh, not again.
Turn around and shake your buddy's hand. Tell him Jesus loves him, he's a friend.
My friend.
If you love him, will you sit down again?
If you kept up with all the things in that song, then you are out of breath, so we better rest a little bit. We've had some good physical exercise. Hey, cousins, how about some mental exercise? Maybe like spelling, okay?
I like to spell the name of Jesus, the one who saved my soul and set me free. I like to spell the name of Jesus. J-E-S-U-S means love to me. J for just because I love him truly.
Hey, let's really turn things around today. Instead of waiting till later to have a quickie quiz from the Bible, let's do it right now. You might want to quickly choose up teams at home to see if you can get the answers to the questions before the fellas and gals in the studio. Our questions today are going to come from the book of Jonah in the Old Testament, because our story today is called A Whale of a Well. Although it doesn't have to do directly with Jonah, it does have to do with the danger of disobedience, which was one of Jonah's problems. Let's see how much you know about Jonah besides the fact that he was swallowed by a whale. All right? Let's see. We'll start with the girls. All right. What books immediately precede and follow the book of Jonah in the Bible? Now, that doesn't have to do with the story of Jonah, but all right, Darla, you think you know?
Obadiah and Micah.
Right. Okay, very good. Boys, what was the name of the city to which Jonah was called to go by God, Thad?
Nineveh.
Right. Girls, instead of going to Nineveh, as God asked him to, Jonah got on a ship at a certain port. Now, what was the name of the port? Now, think a minute, and I think you can get it. What was the name of the port where Jonah got on board the ship? Do you know, girls? I guess not. Boys, can you take it, Steve?
Tarsus.
Oh, wrong. It was Joppa. Joppa was the name of the port. All right, now, boys, this is your question. Jonah was planning to flee to what city? The Bible also says that this is the city to which the ship was going, which Jonah boarded at Joppa. Thad?
Tarsus.
All right, there's the Tarsus one. All right. Girls, oh, you got the easy one in the quiz. How long was Jonah in the belly of the whale? Now, the big fish, we don't know for sure if it was a whale. I need a complete answer on this. All right, how long was Jonah in the belly of the big fish? Come on now. All right, Pam?
3 days.
I need a complete answer. Oh, come! I said I need a complete answer. What?
3 nights.
Well, how long altogether?
Three.
Come on
three
now.
3 nights.
3 days and 3 nights. All right. We kind of gave that one to the girls. All right, boys. Oh, you got the tough one. Nineveh was a big city. About how long did it take a person to walk across the city? We had this in a treasure hunt a year or so ago. I don't know if any of you remember it, but it was a big city, and it said it would take so many days' journey to get across it. Well, Thad, you think you know?
Oh, I was going to guess. A day's journey?
No. Girls, how would you like to guess? Pam, you think you know? No? Pam?
3 days' journey?
3 days' journey, right. All right, girls, this is your question. Jonah cried out a warning to the people of Nineveh that the city would be destroyed in a certain number of days if they didn't repent. How many days was that, Sarah?
4.
What?
4.
Wrong. Boys? Steve?
40.
40. Yeah, you had the first part of the word right and the last part wrong. Boys, Jonah went outside the city and sat down to pout. After God did spare Nineveh, and God prepared something to protect Jonah from the heat. What was it? Aaron?
A tree?
I need something a little more definite than that. Girls, can you give me an answer? You know, Lisa?
A gourd.
A gourd is the way it says it in the Bible. All right. Let's see now. Where are we? Boys, is this your question, the girls' question? All right, girls, What destroyed this plant? What destroyed the plant? Sherry?
A worm.
A worm. Right. Okay. And let's see. Where are we at? Boys, the last question. How many chapters are there in the book of Jonah? Steve?
Four.
Four is right. Well, and that's how many points you boys have, too, is four. But you girls did a better job. You know Jonah a little bit better. You had five, so the girls are the winners today.
Yay!
Well, that was a good quiz. Now we'll let you rest a bit as we get back to our music makers and hear from some teenagers we haven't heard from in a while. They are our Melody Three, Jan, Kim, and Peter, and they're singing Let My Light Shine. Listen.
Let my light shine in the night time. Let it shine all day through. Let it shine, shine for Jesus. May it shine, shine on you. I was walking along in the dark.
Somebody else we haven't heard from in a long time. Her name is Susie, and she has a really good poem ready for us today. It goes well with the song the Melody Three just sang, and it also goes well with the story. It's all about doing what God asks us to do when He asks us to do it. Say, that sounds a little like Jonah, too.
The Lord had a job for me, but I had too much to do. I said, "You get somebody else, or wait till I get through." I don't know how the Lord came out. No doubt He got along. But I felt kind of sneaking like. I knew I'd done God wrong. One day, I needed the Lord. Needed Him right away. But He never answered me at all. And I could hear Him say down in my accusing heart, "Child, I've got too much to do. You get somebody else, or wait till I get through." Now when the Lord has a job for me, I never try to shirk. I drop what I have on hand and do the Lord's good work. And my affairs can run along, or wait till I get through. For nobody else can do the work that God's marked out for you.
Here comes 6-year-old Lisa Sue with a song that fits well right here. If God be for us, who can be against us?
If God be for us, who can be against us? The Lord and I. Power can withstand. We know He needs us, so where he leads us, we'll gladly follow his command. If God be for us, who can be against us? We're standing in his strength made free. His love constrains us, our faces stains us. He'll lead us on to
one quick final reminder to be sure to send for Keys for Kids if you haven't already done so. We'll do our best to get it to you as soon as possible, and you'll be able to enjoy 2 full months of exciting stories, verses to memorize, scriptures to read, all written for school-age kids to enjoy. Keys for Kids is our daily devotional for boys and girls, and it's yours for the asking. Join the thousands of others using Keys for Kids. Here's our mailing address. Uncle Charlie, or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie, or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Our zip is 49501. Well, it's just about time for that interesting story called A Whale of a Well. And, of course, I'm sure you know that we're going to be talking a little bit about Jonah in that story. Well, here's a song sung by Darren about Jonah called Obey Him. Listen.
Jonah thought that he would run, but he found it was no fun, saying, Lord, I guess I'll do just as I wish. For they threw him overboard when he disobeyed the Lord, and he ended up inside a great big fish. Obey him, obey him, let me out, Jonah cried. In 3 days the fish complied.
Today's story, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Cindy Huff, is entitled A Whale of a Well. Patty Johnson obeyed her parents. That is, she obeyed her parents as long as she enjoyed doing what they asked her to do. Why, Patty did lots of helpful things. For instance, she willingly helped her mother get dinner. She enjoyed the chance to cook and make the table look pretty. But washing the dishes? Ugh, that was a different story. She hated that. It was the same when it came to cleaning. Running the vacuum made her feel kind of important, but she hated to dust. When she helped with the farm chores, Patty was the same way. She liked to feed the chickens, but she despised milking those old cows. Milking was so messy. When she was asked to do the things she hated, she always tried to make excuses or to be busy with something else. She often dawdled and then had to rush off to school or church, leaving her tasks unfinished. Yes, Patty had a problem, but she didn't realize it. One night, when she was ready to go to bed, she had a request.
Dad, Will you read a story to me before I go to sleep?
Why, sure, honey. I'll get the Bible storybook here. Now, you can pick the story out, all right?
You know the one I'll pick, Daddy. My favorite, of course.
I should have known. All right, here it is, Jonah and the Whale. Let's see. How would you like to have a whale stomach for your motel? As Patty listened, she imagined herself as Jonah. She wondered what it would be like to be inside of a whale. Before she knew it, the story was over. God showed mercy to that wicked city of Nineveh because they repented. The end.
You always say the end. I know it's not written there. I was just thinking.
What?
If God told me to go to Nineveh, I'd do it right away.
Would you really now? You know, Patty, God has asked you to do something. In the Bible, in Ephesians 6, verse 1, you'll find one thing he tells you to do.
I know that verse. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. But I obey you and Mom, don't I?
Well, yes, most of the time. But if you don't like what we ask, you're like Jonah. In your heart, you say, I won't do it. You often run off like Jonah did until someone else does your work for you.
Maybe I do sometimes, Daddy, but only sometimes.
Well, Patty, just as God provided a big fish to swallow Jonah, so God might have to do the same for you unless you learn to obey.
A whale for me? You've got to be kidding, Daddy.
Well, not a literal whale, perhaps, but something to teach you to obey. Well, now, give me a good night kiss. It's definitely past your bedtime. The next morning, Patty forgot all that her father had said about Jonah and learning to obey. It was Saturday, and she was having fun. She was about to go for a walk in the woods when Mother called her for lunch.
Patty, I'm going shopping with Aunt Carol today, and your dad isn't back from town yet. So until he gets back, will you watch Timmy, please?
Do I have to?
Oh, that's a silly question, Patty. Of course you do. Timmy fell asleep just a little while ago, so it shouldn't be hard. Well, I'm going upstairs to change now.
I don't want to watch Timmy. How boring. Daddy could be gone all day. Why can't she wait until Dad comes home to go shopping? Saturday is my only day to play. I know. I'll go for a walk, and maybe by the time I get back, it'll be too late for her to go shopping.
And with that, out the door and into the woods, Patty went. Oh, the dense woods were so beautiful. Patty loved it there. She headed toward the old homestead cottage, which was still standing about a half mile from their present home. Patty had been the one to find it when they first moved to the farm, and it had become her delight. As she neared the house, she saw wildflowers in full bloom.
These are so beautiful. I'll pick some for Mom. Maybe she won't be so mad at me when I get home.
As Patty picked a pretty red flower, she heard something, a cracking noise beneath her feet. Patty fell screaming into a big, dark hole.
Oh, where am I? Oh, it's all muddy and wet down here. Oh, I wonder if I should try to stand up. Oh, I feel sore all over. I don't think anything is broken, though. Oh, it's so dark. I know where I am. This is the old well Dad told me to be careful of. Good thing there's no water in it. I'll never get out of here. Help! Help! Anybody, help! There's no way I can get out myself. The walls are too steep. Oh, no. I just remembered. This is my whale. This is all my fault. If only I had obeyed. Dear Jesus, please help me. I'm so sorry I disobeyed. Please forgive me. Forgive my selfishness, too. I know you want me to obey my parents. From now on, Jesus, I'm going to do my best to do that. In Jesus' name, amen.
After Patty prayed, she felt better. She sat down at the bottom of the muddy well and waited for someone to come for her. Quietly, she waited for God to deliver her out of her whale. 3 hours later, she heard her father's voice calling her.
Patty! Patty!
Here I am, Daddy, down here.
Oh, Patty, are you all right down there?
Yes, Daddy, I'm okay.
I'm going home for a rope. I'll be right back. Soon Patty was out of the well and home again. After a bath, she ate some cookies and drank some hot cocoa as she told her folks all about her whale.
Just like Jonah, I wasn't hurt. Nothing broken or anything like that. I must have looked a sight, though. Almost as awful as he did. Mom, I'm so sorry I disobeyed. Because of me, you didn't get to go shopping.
Well, God worked that out, too. Just like Jonah, you're going to do the job God had for you after all. You see, Aunt Carol called after you left and asked if we could go next Saturday instead of today. So, while we shop next week, you'll get to take care of Timmy.
I will. I don't think I'll ever forget the lesson I learned today. With God's help, I'm going to obey after this, whether I feel like it or not.
Clog, 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 down went Jonah, down in the belly of the whale. 3 days later, up came Jonah, looking mighty pale. Poor old Jonah had tried his best to run away from God, but a 3-day trip in the belly of the whale had him right back on the job.
Elijah and Jonah both found out it doesn't pay to run away from God. You see, when you run away, you take yourself with you, and that's your biggest problem. Now, when God asks you to do something, do it cheerfully, right away. And remember something else. God has given us parents, and we're to obey them just as if we were obeying God himself. So when Mom and Dad ask you to do something and you don't want to do it, it isn't just Mom and Dad you're disobeying. It's God. Maybe you think you know more than your parents do, or maybe you think they're wrong. Well, you are still to obey them. Hey, time's up for today's visit. Don't forget to write for Keys for Kids, Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Bye now.